Good afternoon, everybody. I'd like to go ahead and call the Senate Finance Committee to order Wednesday, the 11th of May, 1:16 p.m. With me today is Senator Von Imhoff, Senator Olson, Senator Hoffman, and Senator Wilson. Stedman here chairing today's meeting. We have four items on the agenda. House Bill 99, Physical Occupational Therapy. House Bill 155, Court System Provide Visitors and Experts. House Bill 168, Electronic Applications for Senate for State Benefits, not Senate Benefits. House Bill 307, Extend Bond Authority for Interior Energy Projects. We're going to go ahead and start with House Bill 99, Physical Occupational Therapy Practices. This is the second hearing on this on the bill, House Bill 99. We heard public testimony on the 22nd of April. The intention is to hear a quick reintroduction of the bill, cover the fiscal note, and look to the will of the committee. And I would like Rep. Klayman to come forward, please. If you can introduce yourself for the record, who you represent, and quickly remind the committee the high points of the legislation you are requesting the committee to review.
Thank you, Mr.
Take action on.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. I'm Representative Matt Klayman. I represent House District 21 in West Anchorage. My office introduced House Bill 99 at the request of the Alaska Physical and Occupational Therapy Associations. It amends the governing statutes and brings those statutes up to date for the modern standards for occupational therapists, physical therapists, occupational therapy assistants, and physical therapy assistants.
Hey, Senator Hoffman, could you speak to the fiscal note, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The fiscal note is from the Department of Commerce and Community and Economic Development. The appropriation and allocation are from the Corporation Business and Professional Licensing, OMB component 2360. It has one line item under services of $2,300, and the source is receipt services.
Okay. Thank you, Senator Hoffman. We have committee comments on the bill. Committeemen, any questions, concerns? Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that House Bill 99, version 32-LSO506/A, be moved from the committee with attached fiscal notes, individual recommendations, and on to the next committee of referral.
We have a motion to move the bill from committee to the next committee of referral with attached fiscal notes and individual recommendations. Do we have objection? Seeing none, House Bill 99 will move to the next committee of referral. House Bill 155, Court Systems Provide Visitors and Experts. This is the second hearing on House Bill 155. We heard public testimony on the 25th of April. Intention is to quickly have a reintroduction of the bill, cover the fiscal notes, and look to the will of the committee. And for the bill introduction, Rep. Tuck, can you please come forward, please, and give the committee a brief review of the proposed budget you would like the committee to consider.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, committee members, for taking up House Bill 155 another time. This is, for the record, Representative Chris Tuck from South Central Anchorage District 23. Basically, House Bill 155 is a collaborative effort between the Office of Public Advocacy and the Alaska court system to basically put the court visitor program into, rather than the Office of Public Advocacy, into the court system as it should be, as it should have been from day one as well. Speaking on the fiscal note, you'll see that we have roughly about $104,700 in additional money going into the program. This is to have an additional staffer that can take care of training. Whether or not this movement from OPA over to the court visitor program were to happen, the Office of Public Advocacy would then be asking for this money, $104,000. We have increased cases, especially with the aging of our population. We just make sure that we have the training. They've been reluctant to perform the training because the training should become from the court system. Now that we're moving it, we can put all these items in place.
Okay, thank you. Senator Von Imhoff, could you please cover the fiscal note?
Yes, so we have fiscal note number 3, which is the Office of Public Advocacy, and it is a negative $854,400 annually, and it is just simply transferring the amount to fiscal note number 4, which is the Alaska court system, in addition with the additional $104,700 that Representative Tuck just talked about, for a total of $960,600 annually to the Alaska court system to cover this same program, which I can describe in further detail if you think it's necessary.
I think all committeemen have that. Thank you, Senator Von Imhoff. We have comments from committeemen and concerns on the bill. Hearing none, Senator Von Imhoff.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move Senate Committee substitute for House Bill 155 Judiciary 32-LS0698/I from committee with the attached fiscal notes and individual committee recommendations.
We have a motion to move the bill from committee with individual comments and attached fiscal notes. Do we have objection? Seeing and hearing no objection, we'll move the bill from committee. Next up, House Bill 307, Extend Bond Authority and Interior Energy Projects. This is the second hearing on this bill, House Bill 307. We took public testimony on the 5th of May. We would like a quick introduction, and we'll then cover the fiscal note, and we'll look to the will of the committee. Representative Hopkins.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members of the committee, for the record, Greyer Hopkins, House District 4. House Bill 307 extends the authorization for ADA to issue conduit revenue bonds related to the Interior Energy Project for an additional 5 years from June 30th, moves it to June 30th, 2028. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Senator Wilson, would you please cover the fiscal notes for the committee?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is from the Department of Commerce, Community and Economic Development. Appropriation allocation is ADA, the Alaska Industrial Development Export Authority, OMB component 1234. This bill would continue to allow ADA the authorization to issue bonds for the liquefied natural gas production system, and ADA does not anticipate a physical impact of this legislation, so it is zero fiscal note, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Do we have comments or concerns from committeemen? Seeing none, Senator Wilson, do you have a proposed action for the committee?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I move House Bill 307, version 32-LS1409/A from committee with attached physical notes and individual committee recommendations.
Okay, we have a motion to move the bill from committee with individual recommendations attached physical notes. Do we have objection? Seeing none, we'll go ahead and move the bill from committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Next committee referral. And then we're now going to go on to House Bill 168, Electronic Applications for State Benefits. This is the second hearing on the bill. We heard the public testimony on April 22nd. The intention here is to hear from the committee, quickly review the bill, take a look at the fiscal notes, and look to the committee. So we have a CS. Ask Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that for the Finance Committee adopt the Senate Committee substitute for House Bill 168, Finance 32-LS0639/N, and have that before the committee as our working document.
And I'll object for discussion and review. Ms. Shine.
Good afternoon. For the record, Aaron Shine, staff to co-chair Bishop in the Senate Finance Committee. Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, the only changes in the CS before you from the bill that came to the committee is that changes the Department of Health and Social Services to Department of Health. It also makes other technical and conforming amendments from the Executive Order 121 that passed earlier in this session. That was in Sections 1 and 8, and in Section 12 is also allowing for transition regulations to conform to the Executive Order 121.
Thank you. I'll go ahead and remove my objection to the adoption of the CS. Any further objection to the adoption of the CS? Seeing none, the CS is adopted. We'll now ask Rep. Snyder to come forward, please, if she could explain the bill here to the committee, and we'll then look to the committee's will.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is Representative Liz Snyder representing District 27 in East Anchorage. House Bill 168 requires the Department of Health to establish a fully online application process for public assistance programs without eliminating other existing application options. It's important to know that online applications can increase accessibility and efficiency in terms of applicants applying and in terms of Division of Public Assistance employees reviewing and processing those applications, thus improving access and the granting to eligible applicants quicker, regardless of which avenue individuals choose to apply through. Efforts to create an online application have been going on for many years, have not been able to get that ball across the finish line. This bill ensures that we can get there by establishing a deadline of July 1st, 2022, and protecting this option in statute. Thank you.
Do we have questions, concerns, issues? Seeing none. Senator Olson, would you please cover the fiscal note?
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We have fiscal note number two from the Department of Health. It's an appropriation to public assistance in the field services in particular. It's a zero fiscal note.
Okay, thank you. We have concerns, questions from committeemen? Seeing none, the will of the committee, Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move this Senate Finance Committee substitute for House Bill 168, Finance 32-LS0639/November from committee with with attached fiscal notes and individual recommendations.
And we have a motion to move the bill from committee with attached fiscal notes and individual recommendations. Do we have objection? Seeing none, we'll go ahead and move the bill to the next committee referral. That concludes the workload today. Tomorrow, May 12th, 9 a.m. on the agenda, House Bill 265, Healthcare Services by Telehealth, Senate Bill 124, Mental Health Facilities and Meds, and House Bill 172, Mental Health Facilities and Meds, and bills previously heard. And I would like to remind the committee and the committee members' aides to look over the bills in committee. If you have concerns with the bill, let us know, or if there's a bill of high interest, let us know. So we're going to continue to work along as we move down the process, and we'll keep the committee posted. We should be on schedule tomorrow at 9, and if there's any delays, I'll let the committeemen know as soon as possible. We are adjourned.